Well, it was a miraculous ending to a match that Ireland absolutely needed to win. Troy Parrott, who had already scored two goals to go level with Hungary, jabbed the ball into the net in the dying seconds of the World Cup qualifier. The 23-year-old becomes the first male player in Irish football history to score a hat-trick away from home, and he picked the best time to do it.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Creamy Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's a chance! Yes! Oh, there's the goal! There's the goal! That's Troy Parrott! That is unbelievable! He scored a hat-trick!
Well, when the match ended, Troy went into the crowd and embraced his family. And then he spoke to our Tony O'Donoghue.
This is why we love football, because things like this can happen. Look, Tony, I love where I'm from. So this means the world to me. My family's here.
I saw you go over to them. It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, this is the first time I've cried in years as well. I really can't believe it.
Well, more of Troy's family were watching at home. Our reporter Jackie Fox spoke to his granny Josie outside her home on Portland Row in Dublin's North Inner City.
Five in one weekend. Five goals in one weekend. Who does that?
What was going through your mind throughout that match, Josie?
I knew he was going to do it. I knew. I just had the feeling. He got two during the day, and today he said he's going to get the talk out. And he done it. He deserves everything he got. I'm so proud of him.
He's worked so hard, hasn't he? He's had ups and downs, and look at him now.
Oh, he's just doing great.
What are you going to say to him when you finally get on the phone to him or see him in person?
I just tell him I'm so proud of him. I don't have to say very much. He knows I love him to bits. He knows I put everything up for him all the time. So I don't need to tell him. He knows how I feel.
Troy's granny, Josie there. Well, Johnny McDonald knows Troy Parrott from the players' days at Belvedere Football Club in Dublin. Johnny is its former director of coaching and a former player as well. And he's on the line. Johnny, how was it for you?
Oh, just even listening to the commentary back there, Audrey, their hairs are standing on the back of my neck. It's just brilliant. What I bounced out of bed this morning. It was just unbelievable. I mean, the way it happened and the way it happened for Troy, it's just unbelievable.
And he was in the right place at the right time on the pitch. And that is not by accident, because this is a skill and a talent to be able to read the game in this way and then position yourself to shoot.
Yeah, and you know what, Audrey, and that comes from him playing every week in Holland with AZ Alkmaar and stuff, and that's the match fitness, the timing, as you say, knowing where to be in that second, and that can be the difference, and it was the difference yesterday, you know. So, the funny thing about it was, like, if Evan Ferguson had been fit, Troy might have started the last two games. I was at the game on Thursday, and again, the atmosphere there and the two goals that he provided for the team and the work rate that he put in, you know, and you talk about the hard work down through the years, but it just doesn't happen overnight. It's been a difficult time for him over the last few years.
It has, and listening to him after that Portugal match, he talked about how much he invests in his own talent in this game and how much he practices and all of that. Tell us, Johnny, about how you first met him at Belvedere.
Well, Troy, I would have come into Belvedere a few years when Troy had already been there. Like, he would have come through the gates in Fairview or Clontarf down at the back of Fairview as an 8-year-old like anyone else. But a lovely lad, an absolute lovely lad. And just one of the lads, and he's still just one of the lads, but always a winner. You know, he was a wonder boy, you know, and he's a skill boy, like a goal-scoring machine, you know. But always grounded. You heard him after the match, grounded where he came from and his emotion and how it feels. And, you know, he couldn't thank everyone enough, because there was too many people that helped him along the way. And the light he spoke about that, you know, and it's not just, you know, the people in Belvedere that helped him along the way, but, you know, down through the people that he went to school with, a school teacher. So, you know, this, as I said, this just doesn't happen overnight. It's been there for a long, long time. And he's had difficult times. You know, he going to Spurs at 15, being involved with the Spurs first team at 16 years of age on pre-season, and then it all collapses. He ends up going out on loan to Millwall, didn't happen there. Went to Ipswich, went to MK Dons, played a few matches, ends up in Holland, changes his whole style of play, and playing regular every week, scoring goals. I think he's 13 or 14 goals this season. And, you know, Spurs sold him for €7 million, I think, to be to be sorry at this stage, you know.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Delighted for him. You know, a great guy, a great young fella. We brought him down to Belvedere on many occasions to speak to the younger players, to explain to them what they need to do. And just, you know, as I say, just so grounded and telling his story. So it's a fantastic and a brilliant story. But as I said, just didn't happen overnight. As you said, the hard work he's put in.
Well, the hard work he puts in, but also he must have great influences from the coaches at Belvedere, his teachers, as you say, because if he came to Belvedere at the age of 8 and he had a talent and he had a skill, but that talent stands still unless it's nourished and nurtured and developed. So he must have had great influences from adults in his life.
Yeah, but you know, he tries from the north inner city, the difficult part of the city, as we all know. And things can go one way or the other for young boys and young girls in the north inner city. And Troy put all his energy into his sport and he's got his reward from it. Like, and coming into Belvedere, you know, that would have given him confidence to learn how to win, to lose. But it also gives him value. And, you know, for maybe a lad that didn't get through school or go to college, it just gives you that confidence and value to be someone and progress, to get to where he is today. And, you know, changing maybe the whole direction of the FAI, the two games, Thursday and Sunday, you know what I mean? Troy getting the goals, the 5 goals. But to get that confidence from his coaches and from the people that he came through in Belvedere. But you have to be open to that, Audrey. You have to, you know, to have the want in you and the desire to get to where you want to go. And Troy definitely has buckets of it.
Yeah. And the structures obviously have to be in place within the system here in this country to allow players like Troy to develop and to make their way. Johnny, great to talk to you. And, well, I mean, the whole country loves Troy Parrott this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Johnny McDonald, former director of coaching and former player too with Belvedere Football Club in Dublin, Troy's club. It's 8:31.